Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 19th of February, recording at 8:17 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick highlights of the day, and this is quite a quiet day because of a lot of the Asian markets being closed for the Chinese New Year, and also Wall Street being closed for President's Day. But the action that we've had, such as it is, has seen mostly steady stock markets, modest gains more often, far more often than not. Government bonds, slight easing in the European contracts. And the US dollar, this is interesting, it had been firmer early in the day, but has subsequently given up those gains and weakened a bit. Nothing big, but definitely a little bit easier here. And precious metals have been generally steady all day long, quietly steady. Gold, for instance, is at 671.35. That's up 230. That's spot bullion. Platinum's been quite strong in here, up 11.6. That's the April contract. So these internationally traded U.S. futures contracts for precious metals have been trading in here today. Silver up a couple of cents. The grains and beans are not trading today. And industrial metals, well, quiet here today, but a few more gains than declines in that sector. Okay, where are we and what's going on here overall? Well, the first point I would make is that global stock markets are very, very steady for the most part, extending those very strong and orderly trends that we have seen since September. Now, those trends have picked up steam once again in the last a couple of weeks, and therefore I do feel that we're probably on course for some sort of medium-term correction later in the year. Now, the time frame that I've identified for that is most likely to be, if it occurs, in that April to October period. Now, that does not mean that I think we're going to see a correction from April all the way through October, far from it, but somewhere in that seasonally less bullish or more bearish period for stock markets, I suspect we are likely to see a medium-term correction, because the current strength of these trends is such that they will be, looks like they will go on and become more overextended. And therefore, that will leave markets vulnerable to that reversion to the mean, not in terms of corporate profits, but in terms of price action, and the mean being the 200-day moving average that I have talked about and illustrated on a number of occasions. So I think that's what's likely to take place. Now, there is a outside chance here now that markets could go back to the greater ranging activity that we were seeing until recently, not in all markets, but with some of the bigger ones, which would then cause some of that overextended, short to medium term overextended condition to be corrected by lateral trading. But if I were a betting man, I'd say today we're on course for further gains in the coming weeks, and that will increasingly set markets up for that medium-term correction. I don't think that's anything to lose sleep over, certainly not at this stage, and I'm very unlikely to sell any of my long-term core investment positions, which I'm very pleased with. Of that whole sector, the only one that's not doing anything right now is the oil and gas represented by, where I'm represented with those Timothy Guinness funds as Investec funds. They had pretty well peaked last October, and then have just seen a lot of sideways ranging activity. Now, In contrast, the industrial metals, which had gone through a lengthy medium-term correction, are doing much better and are pushing higher in here. Did I say last October? It was October the year before. Sorry, going back to those Investec global energy funds. That is a core long-term position for me, I will look to see some improvement there over the next few weeks. And I think the lead indicator for that is the strength of the metals indices that we're now beginning to see. And it's really quite impressive. We had MLW, for instance, that's the Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust, surge into a new high here today. So this sector looks as if it's completing that medium-term consolidation prior to further gains. And you remember how boring the technical action was and how unloved it was until very, very recently. Well, I suspect it'll be the same with the oils, but they're not in the driver's seat at the moment. They're just doing very, very little. And as a matter of fact, drifting for the most part. Okay. What else to mention here? Asian stock markets, that's the sector that I personally like the most. I think it has the best risk-reward ratio, but the whole resources sector is improving in here, except for that important oil and gas area. Now, Japan, also I've increased my long position in the Nikkei stock average here today by about 50%. Again, that looks to me as if it's poised for an upward break. Now, moving on, the US dollar, it has shown minimal upside since we broke down out of those trading ranges for the dollar index, or since the euro broke up out of its trading range against the U.S. dollar, and that was early last week, and so I'm looking for a weaker U.S. dollar in here over the short to medium term, and that creates another tailwind for these precious metals, and they've got plenty going for them in their own right. They're strong against all currencies. And we've seen some real investment demand moving back into the sector. So I think these markets can perform, these precious metal markets can perform quite well over the short to medium term. And I may leverage up some of my positions once again. Once I can have a little bit more breathing space so I don't have to run too tight trailing stops, because that caused me to lose over a third of my platinum position last week in what was just a temporary stab on the downside. So I'd like to have a little bit more breathing space and to be able to add a few more stops. I have a few gold positions that were not opened all that long ago, which are really only $10 to $15 in the money, and I don't want to be jamming up stops on those just yet. But when I can do that a little bit more safely, then I'm likely to leverage up in the precious metals sector once again, and I think it'll surprise most people with its strength as the year develops. The big question in my mind is, will it get another sharp correction as and when global stock markets move into a medium-term correction, if that's what they're going to do at some point later on this year? And I think the short answer is don't know, but the probability is high that they would. If investors take fright, they tend to cash up rather indiscriminately. But if that next stock market medium-term correction were to start tomorrow, and I don't think for a minute that it is, but if it were, I feel that the downward reaction in precious metals would be much, much smaller than what we saw last May and June, because these trends in the precious metals are not overextended. In contrast, This time last year, they were racing ahead, and that carried on into the well, it was particularly they were particularly strong in the April-May period, and becoming quite overextended, and that left them very vulnerable to a sharper correction. But I don't expect that stock market correction. I think that's right now. I think it's at least a few weeks, a few more weeks down the road, possibly a few more months, quite probably a few more months. And precious metals look to me like they've got a lot going for them on the upside. Industrial metals remain remarkably firm, but I think the precious metals will score the bigger percentage gains. But that said, nickel's pattern is still terrific and consistent, and tins, if anything, is even better. And we saw a new high in lead today, although it didn't hold, it closed slightly down on the day. But the pattern can certainly support further gains in here. And then we've had that basing activity in copper, so this looks attractive, attractive to me. Now, lastly, grains and beans, as I mentioned before, that they were closed here today, but Friday's action was quite encouraging for the bulls, and I posted an index covering that sector in the today's interesting charts section. Looks to me as if they're poised for some further gains, although there's still a risk that activity could be a bit quiet until we get into the actual US sowing season, planting season. That's when there'll be more news, and people will be looking for a cyclical play in the sector. Crude oil down in here today, I mentioned. I think it's probably consolidating overall, if I'm wrong, and we get crude falling back down to 50, let alone below, that would be a drag on the precious metals. And I think that's about it. So I'll just say all the best, and I think we can look forward to some more lively market activity tomorrow, and then later as the U.S. markets are reopened, and then from Wednesday onwards, as some of the Asian markets reopen following the Chinese New Year holiday. All the best.